best bookstores, as well as brownpapertickets.com. For clarity, for refreshing hopefulness, on August 9th, join Richard Dawkins.
Good evening. The time is 6:30. Stay tuned for TwitBit Radio.
I'm not losing my mind. I'm giving it away. You are listening to Pacifica Community Radio.
From Berkeley, it's TwitWit Radio. Social media on the air.
Free speech radio.
Responsible anarchy.
This is TwitWit Radio. Half true, more or less 100% of the time. Round one. Are we ready?
Ready.
Check.
Affirmative. Let's go.
Without objection.
The category is Hacking the Hackers for 20 points. Which comes first, tyranny or submission?
Call the roll on the motion.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. Welcome to this special meeting of the Berkeley City Council.
Yes.
We're going to proceed.
No.
So how we're going to proceed.
No. Yes. No.
So,
yes.
As discussed with the Stop Urban Shield Coalition, we're going to now move to public comment.
The country is watching. This is a litmus test for where progressive Berkeley will stand during this time of right-wing power grab. This is the time to stop Urban Shield.
Thank you. Thank you. Next speaker.
This singular focus on militarized training and the xenophobia used to justify militarization dangerously distorts our city's emergency response priorities. Vehemently oppose its participation in Urban Shield.
Next speaker, please.
Berkeley, California is going for Urban Shield. How in the hell can that be? Who sold you all a bill of goods?
Councilmember Bartlett on the substitute motion. Yes. Councilmember Harrison. No. Councilmember Hahn.
Yes.
Yes. Councilmember Wengram.
Yes.
Yes.
Mayor Aragain, do you wish to cast a vote?
Yes.
Yes. The vote has 6 yes votes. The motion passes. The city council meeting is adjourned.
Park concert underway, and looks like some rowdy behavior is already underway, and we will require some paramedics.
Charlie 26, I'm in the neighborhood responding.
I'm Kid Berkeley, and this is TwitWit Radio. Half true, more or less 100% of the time. Are we ready?
Ready.
Ready. Oh, in a minute.
The category is local control. For 100 points, give a disturbing answer to this question. What is local control of police?
I know this,
And why don't we have any?
Have any what? Would you repeat that question?
Local control. Where is it now?
It's in turnaround.
Wrong.
It's in remission.
Wronger.
It's in FEMA Region 10.
We have a winner. FEMA Region 9.
Nice going. Dude, regional control is not local control.
Do you want another Armageddon?
the city of Berkeley should be ashamed of itself.
What are you talking about?
The mayor is a dupe.
Are you calling the mayor of Berkeley a dupe?
Not just the mayor.
Actually, the whole city council was duped.
Can you be more specific?
Well, regional control is the exact opposite of local control.
In theory, but in practice, I grow my own.
And what is your point?
Local sunlight is warmer than regional sunlight.
Well, which region are we talking about?
Okay. FEMA Region 9 includes California, Nevada, Arizona, and Hawaii.
But where do they hold committee meetings?
That information is freely available to anyone with a need to know.
Who's this creep?
I am the mayor's science advisor.
What advice would you give the mayor?
Regional government is the future. City councils are being phased out.
And who decided that?
Well, you don't need to know about that because...
Well, because why?
Because both major parties agree.
How do you get away with this crap?
Two words. Sustainability.
Huh?
Sustainability. Local control is not sustainable.
According to who?
Agenda 21, regional governance.
Point of information, Agenda 21 has been renamed Agenda 30.
Regional control by 2030 or bust.
Oh, I was afraid this would happen.
Why do you get away with this crap?
Two words. Local election fatigue.
Wrong. Siri?
The correct answer is creeping fascism fatigue.
No. The correct answer is think globally, but act globally.
Wait. Who counted the votes?
Roll the clip.
Let's call the roll on the motion.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. And welcome to this special meeting of the Berkeley City Council. So we're first going to start out with a presentation from the Berkeley Police Department and Fire Department.
I'd like to address some of the major themes that we hear. First, participating in Urban Shield does not cede control of our police department. The notion of losing local control to the federal government would be extremely alarming if it were to occur. In fact, Urban Shield is built around a model which emphasizes regional, local control. This is regional, local control, local control. This is regional, local control, local control. This is regional, local control.
Was the Berkeley Police Department explaining how to preserve local control of police by renaming it Regional Local Control. I'm Berkeley Kid, and this is treason.
The mayor of Berkeley committed an act of treason against everything I hold dear.
Sorry, kid. Science and technology experts know how to fix things, not you.
What do you want to fix?
Transparent, passive identification readers embedded under your skin to protect your brain from Russian hackers.
But what are you really worried about?
Single-payer healthcare. It's very scary.
What's wrong with single-payer healthcare?
Oh, it sounds good, but people will only end up living longer.
What else?
When is the mayor going to apologize for rent control? The landlord community has suffered enough.
An apology?
Yeah, an apology and a 50% rebate in lieu of reparations to property owners who had suffered years of unjust below-market rate price controls. The
reparations to landlords for rent control is madness?
Never again. Never again. Never
again. Would you accept a hug?
No.
Will you accept a $5 million Urban Shield?
If you throw in an armored police vehicle or a troop carrier.
And what are you afraid of?
The mayor wants a safe transportation solution for city officials who vote for this crap.
I take that as a threat. Your name is now on suspicious activity report.
The mayor's science advisor is abusing his authority.
Why should I trust the police with an armored vehicle?
No one will be allowed to abuse city military equipment without a permission slip from the police chief.
But I have a question. When the police aren't using it, can maybe people borrow a troop carrier for the weekend for a joyride with my friends?
Yeah. And do you also want your name on a list?
Wait, there's a waiting list for the armored police fans?
Suspicious activities can happen anywhere at any time.
Wrong. Performance art can only happen locally.
Relax. I want you to take a deep breath and shut up.
He's trying to hypnotize me.
Not at all. I am trying to silence you.
I feel strange. Like I'm in a dream.
It's a nightmare, not a dream.
Now tell me, what do you see?
I see myself driving an armored police vehicle on Solano Avenue with Janet Napolitano. We are the lead float in the Urban Shield Pride Parade. We're both wearing flak jackets with matching gas canisters. Janet is tossing rainbow-colored smoke bombs at the terrified shoppers. I'm popping wheelies and playing the Indigo Girls over the loudspeakers. And then, poof, I'm suddenly at a city council meeting. The crowd is angry. Stop, stop. Stop, Urban Shield. Please, somebody, wake me up.
Let's call the roll on the motion.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. Welcome to the special meeting of the Berkeley City Council.
Yes.
We're going to proceed.
No.
So how we're going to proceed.
No. Yes.
No. Are you kidding? The federal government is there to help locales when they get into an emergency, when they get into trouble, whether they're a member of a federal organization or not. Now, if the police are saying they have to be a member of the of a federal organization in order to get that, you know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of the rackets that were organizing unions in New York City in the 1920s and 30s. Maya Lansky and Jake Shapiro would set up this employers association, and then they would tell the employers in the garment district, you want delivery and pickup, you're going to have to join our association. Is that what the federal government is telling to the local police departments? If they want assistance in an emergency, they're going to have to join? If you go along with that, you're going along with a racketeering federal government. If you don't go along with it, if that's not true, what they presented, if that was a distortion, then they're running a number on you and presenting that argument to you as an argument to maintain your contract with WASI or NCRIC. Now, you know, you have heard what people are saying here and now, and they're all honest. I think that you're listening to the police. They're dishonest. This is,
please, Mr. Martino.
This issue is, as has been said, a litmus test. Either you're standing with us as an autonomous government, or you're not an autonomous government, and we want to know who you're
your
really working
for. Your
time
is up, Mr. Martino. Next speaker, please.
Good evening, everyone. Tracy Rosenberg. I'm going to talk a little bit about the kind of police
My name's Margie Wilkinson. I'm
not just here in Berkeley, but
elected
everywhere.
Most of you.
I'd like the kind of police department that
not to do the same thing.
A bunch of really repulsive, racist T-shirts sitting there.
Berkeley has been involved in Urban Shield for 10 years.
Said, get this crap out of my town.
Thank you so much for explaining.
$5 million. It's crazy.
This is Twit Wit Radio, half true, more or less 100% of the time. Did the Berkeley City Council betray the city's progressive voters?
Well, spending $5 million for a one-day trip to Urban Shield Fantasyland is a suspicious activity.
Throw the book at him.
Go to hell.
Urban Shield is creeping fascism.
It's not creeping, it's sprinting.
Sprinting fascism can't happen here.
Yeah, it's happening here now.
And there's more coming.
You aren't really the mayor's science advisor, are you?
You can complain, but you must be compliant.
Is this even legal?
It's in the Patriot Act.
And the Patriot Act is unconstitutional, dude.
Siri?
Article something, section 2B, Congress shall make no law prohibiting suspicious performance art.
Police need time to rehearse with their weapons. They have new bulletproof costumes and props. The taser belts need field testing. Radio frequencies have to be synchronized during crowd suppression drills. We need rehearsal time.
You just said we.
No, no, I said see.
See what?
See nothing, say something.
I bruise tea easily as it is. I don't want a computer chip embedded in my thigh. It might distort one of my tattoos and I could get infected. But if a lithium-powered smartphone could do the same thing to my bone tissue without leaving a bump on my skin, I would consider it. I'm considering it right now.
We don't need no stinking RFID chip. I am so against the embedded chip meme. Today, lithium rocks. Lithium particles can be attached to human bone tissue painlessly, like having an x-ray at the dentist or before boarding a plane. Everybody can be tagged for life. All our information can be radioactively burned into the calcium of my skull like a harmless barcode. Isn't that great?
That's right. And it's no more dangerous than a flu shot.
Welcome to Better Bad News.
Oh, yeah. I want a simple x-ray that embeds all my data directly onto my bone tissue because it's less intrusive.
I agree. Or I can have my data x-rayed on the bone tissue of my inner ear when talking to a sales rep or checking my voicemail. Isn't that great?
That's really a great improvement over the RFID chip, isn't it? How will it work?
Before boarding a plane, you just step into the naked body scanner and you put your arms up like you would if you were under arrest or when you upgrade your smartphone contract. It's painless.
I can pull all your data off your bone tissue with a handheld device. You owe the bank $80,000. You are under arrest.
And you needn't bother tweeting about it because every 4 seconds, anybody with a need to know has already been notified. So, wow! Is that great or what?
Am I supposed to believe that a naked body scanner at the airport can be modified to tag my bone tissue with the radioactive barcode without my knowledge? If that was going to happen, wouldn't we all know about it?
All your vital information can be stored on your bone tissue for thousands of years.
After I die, my body can be identified by future scientists who will have lots of questions about what kind of people we were.
I bruise tea easily as it is. I don't want a computer chip embedded in my thigh.
I'm Berkeley Kid. This is Twit Wit Radio. We are talking about the militarization of local police with the mayor's science advisor.
No names, please.
Is crowd suppression a science?
90%, 97% of scientists who agree with me think so, too.
That's impressive.
No, it isn't. 60% of people who cite statistics invent them out of thin air.
That's impressive.
Yeah, anybody can make up statistics. Hitler did that, too.
Hitler? Hitler? Are you anti-Semitic,
hey,
too?
No, I am not.
Well, I see your name on a list.
What did I do?
Statistics don't lie.
Where do you get your data?
Yeah, where do you get your data?
The Northern California Fusion Center doesn't lie. Not on purpose.
For 100 points, give a misleading answer to this question. What are fusion centers good for?
That's a state secret.
Repeat the question.
What are fusion centers good for?
Let me think. Character assassination.
Guess again.
False flag rumor mongering.
One more time.
Innocent information gathering.
We have a liar. What is the Northern California Fusion Center really?
And why would I tell you?
I put truth serum in your tea.
I was afraid this would happen.
Now, tell me something I don't already know.
Gathering information is a cover story. Fusion centers are secretly creating its own army in the war against the public mind. People like you are a potential threat.
Who is paying for this?
Well, I getcha. The city council gave $5 million to the police department to attend a one-day seminar on enemy crowd control.
In wartime, we have to make certain sacrifices.
$5 million? That's not your money, dude.
Take him down.
Get it.
Yeah, oh, that's what you get.
My arm.
Roll the clip.
Do you mind? Stop it.
Ich bin ein Whistle-Whistle-Whistle-Blower. Fangt mich doch, ihr Säcke, ich bin schlauer. Bin ich grad in Ecuador. Oder knapper ich der Susi grad am Ohr. Spio, 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 Spionage. Liebe NSA, was ne Blamage. Jeder Mist, den ihr verzapft, kommt jetzt ans Licht. Such mich bei Facebook, denn da bin ich nicht. Blau, mein Whistle.
Er ist der Whistleblower und liegt auf der Lauer. Macht Präsidenten sauer, bringt jede Tat ans Licht. Er ist der Whistleblower und das ist schlauer. Hat die Whistleblower Power, Top Secret gibt es nicht.
Hallo, hallo, liebe NSA. Hier spricht Whistleblower's Box. Ich bin leider gerade nicht da.
My name is Karen Ripley, District 3. I was born here. I marched from People's Park to the university campus to set Mario Savio on fire on that police car in Sproul Plaza. Why? Because sometimes you have to throw your body on the flames and arrows of the outrageous machine to make it stop. Thank you. Thank you.
That was a great speech, but...
But what?
Did anybody win anything?
In 1965, the free speech movement won the right to be infiltrated by the FBI.
Keep talking.
The Cold War was a psychological operation aimed against the American people by the military entertainment state. President Eisenhower was on Joseph Stalin's friends list.
In Vietnam, we had fusion centers in every province collecting suspicious activity reports on Vietnamese civilians. Now, every state in this country has a fusion center just like we had in Vietnam with Operation Phoenix.
Yeah, and how did that work out?
Well, Operation Phoenix has been perfected since then.
When are the Russians going to get here?
We are the Russians, sweetheart.
Wait, you call me sweetheart one more time and I will sue you into the Stone Age.
And now, back to our story. We are talking with Ivanka and Kellyanne Conway about opposition politics and community radio.
I am here against my will. We have been drugged with sodium fluoride.
Read this.
under protest.
Hi, I'm Kellyanne Conway.
And I'm Ivanka Incorporated.
Listeners who are serious about resisting the coming police state can push back by donating $25 to a Pacifica radio station or an affiliate in your area.
If listeners fail to make the match, Kellyanne Conway and I will be forced to drink tap water bottled in Detroit.
I oppose tap water that's been bottled in Detroit.
And I don't pretend to swallow.
Oh, come on. Who's going to believe that?
Please, I'm sharing my worst nightmare.
Which is what?
Ivanka and I were thrown into the trunk of a car and driven to an undisclosed location on the top floor of the Empire State Building, where WBAI has a powerful broadcast antenna used to smear my president.
Not my president.
Is that unfair? Hate speech directed against my father is broadcast on Pacifica Radio all across the network.
Read the disclaimer, Ivanka. It says half true, more or less 100% of the time.
That's satire. Satire is being phased out.
It's unsustainable.
KPFT in Houston and WPFW in Washington, D.C. are going down.
Bankruptcy is perfectly legal.
That's my sister stations you're talking about.
The membership is not going to like this. We will crush the membership.
This network is not for sale, lady.
Tell it to the bankruptcy judge. It happens all the time. I'm writing a book about it, how Making America Great Again crushed community radio.
You can't crush an idea.
Oh, yes, I can.
I'm writing a book, too. The President is a Fink by Melania Trump.
That is fake fiction.
If you publish that trash, the FCC will break up this network and there's no telling who will purchase the broadcast license.
Breitbart needs a radio station in D.C. Do you know of any FCC licenses for sale in the D.C. area?
Pacifica Radio is worth more dead than alive.
Isn't it illegal to profit from a non-profit charity?
No, it's not. It's called cashing out.
It's perfectly legal if a bankruptcy judge and the FCC say it's legal.
But we have to act fast.
What are you worried about, Kellyanne?
I have intermittent Botox fatigue.
And that concludes this week's Twit Wit Radio with the Twit Wit Radio cast and crew live from KPFA Pacific.
For 10 points, the category is misinformation. Give a half-true answer to this question. What is a psyops?
I need a clue, please.
What is a psychological operation?
A controlled belief disorder.
Guess again.
It's a stop and frack.
Fake news.
We have a tie.
Really?
Point of information.
Go ahead.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
Is there a second?
Second.
On what grounds do you challenge my ruling?
On psychological grounds. I refer to the U.S. Army Field Manual, Chapter 9, Weaponizing the Human Decision Cycle.
Can we stop this? This is really going too far.
What do you mean, the human decision cycle?
Oh, I got this. It's the mental process of human decision making.
Psychological mind control experiments
are going on inside the 50 states.
Is that true?
Exposing state secrets can result in death.
I withdraw my objection.
And thinking about it is a thought crime.
Can you stop thinking?
I'll try. I'm doing it.
I don't believe in that conspiracy crap. Okay?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Orwell's wife, Sonia? She was a triple-double agent?
All writers are spies, dude.
The underpants bomber was not a spy.
And that concludes this week's Twit Wit Radio, featuring Lori Holt, Mantra Plonzi, Karen Ripley, Kenneth McGee, James King, and Berkeley Kidd. That's me. Internet archivist Lily Dubois, directed by Bubba Tyrone, produced by George Coates. Special thanks to the Pacifica Radio and the KPFA Apprenticeship Program. If you like what we're doing here, donate something nice now at kpfa.org.
I had a bomb in my underwear once.
Did you know that in an emergency, first class passengers who panic early are rescued first, followed by business class, and finally the third class passengers who follow orders and panic too late as they are told to do?
I'd like to try that that last section again and try to make it more corporate friendly?
I'm confused.
Can we do that?
The Laurel District Association is honored to invite you to the 18th annual Laurel Street Fair World Music Festival, being held on Saturday, August 12th in the city of Oakland on MacArthur Boulevard between 35th and 39th Avenue. Help us welcome an amazing